Well, a taste of home for me. Two beavers have been introduced in Exmoor, the UK, and it looks like they may pair up, which would mean more beavers. Of course, when I lived in Canada, they were a common sight, as well as their many beaver dams. But they can be a little bit destructive. They can bring down big trees. Of course, it takes them some time. But they can't carry the tree away and just take the branches. Then they can make dams on waterways that need a natural flow. And they could back the waterways up and flood some roads and farmland. In the area I lived in, sometimes when those things sort of happened, the beavers had to be trapped and completely removed from the area. Because you can knock a beaver dam down quite a lot, and the next day you go there, it'll be built right back up. The best way, usually, was dynamite. And that's why most people like beavers. Busy as a beaver, they're always working. They're certainly not slackers. And they have to keep chewing on stuff anyway, because their front teeth never stop growing. And if they didn't chew on stuff to wear them down, the teeth would go straight through their throat. If you think about it, it's kind of a strange-looking animal. The beaver in Canada is so well-respected, it's on the nickel. Of course, the beaver in Canada's got plenty of forest, plenty of trees. I think the UK's got about 15 trees, isn't it? What happens when they chop them down? Ah, well, it's just an experiment at the moment. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy now.